What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to the Zagura Zone. Very happy to have Browns rookie tight end David Njoku as my guest this week. David, thanks for being in the Zagura Zone.
Hey, great to be here. Thank you.
I'm sure you're very excited about your first NFL touchdown. So let's start with that. Talk a little football first. What was it like? What was the play call? Did you know you were going to get the ball? Let's start there.
I had a feeling, you know, I was going to get the ball at play. I was speechless, honestly. I don't even know how to explain it. It was definitely a great experience, you know, scoring the first one and hopefully many more to come. I just got to keep working, you know, keep working in practice and then hopefully more will happen.
It was a heck of a catch. So when the ball's in the air, were you like, I got this for sure? Because you kind of do a little jump, a little twist. And then
Oh, yeah. Once I saw it, like, coming to me, and it was like slow motion. I was like, yeah, this is definitely caught.
So when you caught it, you knew you'd scored your first touchdown in the National Football League. What went through your mind right at that moment?
Cheap spike immediately. So, I mean, I had to, like, you know, warm up into it first. So I did this, you know, to the crowd. You know, the crowd got quiet. And then I did a little cheap spike, yeah.
And by the way, we have some pictures of this. We'll get to that later. We have a section where you're going to react to some photos. Mm-hmm. But you showed off that vertical jump right there. I mean, you were very high in the air.
I mean, honestly, it's just the excitement. You know, I don't think I can do that right now. But when I'm excited, you know, like everything, I just get up there, I guess, you know.
Was there any teammate or coach that said anything to you that stood out to you after the touchdown?
Just coaches saying congratulations on the first one. Hopefully many more to come. Teammates saying the same thing. And, you know, I had to say a quick prayer to thank God for everything. And I was happy.
Did you get to keep the ball?
Yeah.
You got to keep the ball. Okay, mm-hmm. Nice. You didn't have to fight Kevin Hogan over there?
No.
No? Okay, no, all right, good. Is it in a special place?
It's actually being, like, customized, you know, like the picture, you know, like the everything. So, yeah, it's
very cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Very cool. So it took you two games in the NFL. How many games did it take you in college to get your first touchdown?
It took me a while, actually. Actually, the first touchdown I scored was my second year in college, like, maybe like the last couple games before the season ended, I scored my first one. That year I only scored one touchdown. And then the next year I played pretty hard and then I declared for the draft.
And then you came here. So that's got to be pretty good though. It took you a little bit longer in college and now in the NFL, two games, no big deal. On the road in Baltimore.
Yeah, it was exciting, yeah.
What was your first real road game in the NFL like? Because I get to be down there on the field. I loved it. That is a loud stadium.
Oh, yeah, it was very loud. You know, they're a good team and we're going to see them again, you know, in a couple months and we're excited to play them again.
Yeah, coming out of that, what was the obviously a disappointing game? Yeah. What was kind of the mood coming out of that? What was kind of the word from Hugh Jackson?
Got to get back to work, you know. We got to focus on, you know, the small details. Got to focus on just like everything overall. Just focus on the little things here and there, and we're going to be all right.
All right, so here you are, 2 weeks in the NFL season. You do have your first touchdown, the first of many, which we all hope is the case, certainly for you.
Crossed.
Let's talk about how you got here. When you were young, was your dream to be an NFL player?
I remember when I was when I was in middle school, you know, sixth grade, I was playing. I mean, when I was little till sixth grade, I was playing, you know, during recess, you know, like backyard football. And then seventh grade was the first year I started playing, you know, organized football, and I was horrible. Like I couldn't catch any ball. Like I was really looked unathletic, you know, and I just kept working, you know. Then eighth grade, I was offensive lineman because I was big,
wow.
You know, I was bigger than most, and I was tall, you know, but awkward. And then high school, started playing receiver, and I guess here I am, you know, it just took a lot of work, you know.
So did you play basketball?
I did play basketball. I wrestled, and I played basketball my last two years in high school, and we won states my senior year. I ran track, I won nationals and high jump and states as well. Football was definitely my number one sport.
That was your love.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to imagine you had some pretty nasty dunks in high school.
They were fun. They were fun, you know, crowd going crazy, you know, dunking.
Some posterizing.
Kids
that are just not as blessed as you.
Playing basketball in Jersey, you know, it's a big basketball state. So we definitely played a bunch of really good players. And so we just worked hard.
Do you still play hoops?
Every now and then, you know, during the off season, of course. Yeah. Not much time during the season. So, yeah, me and my friends just play, you know.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but Joe Schobert fancies himself as quite a dunker. Do you know this?
Really?
Joe the Show.
I didn't. That's what they call him. I guess we're going to have to find out in the off season.
Have a dunk off. And then I don't know if you knew this as well. I learned this when we interviewed Kaysen Williams last week. He was also a state high jump champion.
Really?
In high school, but he never got over the 7 foot barrier.
Oh, really?
6'11 was his best.
Oh, yeah, that's that big height right there, 7 feet. Yep.
Yeah, so we were talking to him, and he mentioned that, and I'm like, well, you know, David is the national high jump champion. He's like, how high did he get? I'm like, I'm pretty sure it was over 7 feet. So we grabbed the media guy, 7'1". You can tell he's like, oh, that's pretty good. So, two state high jump champions on one football team is pretty good.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah, we can jump a little bit. That's good.
Well, Jay is good. We can play a little bit of basketball down there in that red zone. All right, so you talked about, you know, you wanted to do this all along. But talk about, you know, from where you were born to where you grew up and kind of what that was like for you.
So I was born in Jersey. A big town actually called Jersey City was where I was born. I grew up in a small town called Cedar Grove in New Jersey. Small town, not really, not much going on, but we took pride in, you know, where we grew up. So I decided to stay in the public school instead of going to like a private school.
Okay.
You know, I did pretty well, I guess, in athletics, you know.
I'd say so. You just kept saying, and then we won the state championship, and this and that.
Yeah, so then I got to Miami. I chose Miami over Ohio State and Penn State. And
I was going to ask you about that because I'd heard that Ohio State was in the running. If you knew that you were going to be a Brown, would you have gone to Ohio State? Would you have done it differently?
That's a great question. You know, it's all about the U here for me.
That's,
you know,
right.
I love
respect
Miami.
Respect, absolutely.
But if I knew I was going to be a Brown, that would have been interesting. So, yeah, I got to Miami. I redshirted my first year. You know, I needed to learn more.
Yeah.
And my next year, I played a pretty good amount. I'd say a pretty good amount. I scored one touchdown for maybe 360 yards for the year. It was a decent first year playing. And I told myself after that season that I was just gonna work as hard as I could and just see how far I go. And I did just that. I just every day in practice, I just give it my all. And 1 year later, I'm in the NFL.
It's pretty wild. I couldn't imagine being 21 and being in the National Football League. Like, I couldn't even imagine being 21.
It's a blessing.
Yeah, it is a blessing. I wish I could go back in time. Mm-hmm. All right, let me ask you, you know, when you were growing up, because, you know, were your parents in America with you the whole time?
Yeah, they were. Okay. Yeah, they would travel for business trips here and there, you know, but they were mostly in America when I was growing up. Yeah.
Okay, and you're from a big family.
Yeah, yeah, including me. There's nine of us, so there's four boys, five girls. There's chaos in the household.
All right, can you go through? I was reading the media guide. Can you go through the names of your brothers for me?
Mm-hmm. So there's the oldest one of the whole family. His name's Innocent, Innocent Jr. Because my father's
your father's
Innocent,
right?
Yeah. Then there's one that's younger than me. Evidence, who's at Miami right now,
following your footsteps.
Yep. Yeah, he's gonna be a beast. And there's Charles, who's in high school, who's already my height, and he's a junior in high school. He's gonna be huge. Yeah, I'm excited to see them progress.
Okay, so you have Innocent and Evidence, and David and Charles.
Yeah,
how does that come to be? How do we arrive at these kind of different flavors of names?
I want to say they're all from the Bible. You know, my sister's names are kind of exotic as well. You can say there's Gladys, Faith, Happiness, and then there's Lisa and Chelsea, which sound more normal than those. But yeah,
is Happiness a pretty happy girl?
Yeah, she's very happy. Good. She's actually married. She married a pastor 2 years ago, and I missed the wedding because I had a game. But you know, I was there in spirit. You know, called afterwards. She's doing really good.
All right, good. I like that. I just that was one thing. I was reading the names, and I'm like, well, how do we get to David? Yeah. Okay. All right. Biblical. I see that. When your name was called to be a first-round draft pick in the NFL, coming from the U, a school that has produced, everybody's watched the U and the U Part 2 and the 30 for 30s, all the first-rounders that have come out of that school, what did that mean to you?
Oh, man, it was a real emotional night that night. You know, I was so many things going through my head, you know, phone ringing all the time. It's like my friend, though, so I'm losing my mind. I'm going crazy. I finally get a call, and you know, they tell me everything that they told me, and I didn't know how to react. You know, I was I didn't cry, but I was like I mean I cried later, but at that moment I was just like, I didn't know what to do besides walk to the camera and talk to them, you know. But it was a blessed night. That night it was fun.
Who was kind of maybe the craziest person that texted you? I'm gonna give you two parts of this. After the draft, the night you got drafted, and then after your first touchdown.
So after the draft, I have a bunch of like mentors and just people that just, you know, that helped me with life. You know, there was my head coach from high school, Ed Sadlock, was there. My coach from middle school, Pepe Garcia, was there.
That's awesome.
The owner of their house, who I'm really close with, Joe Meyerson. You know, I can go, like, there's a long list. You know,
sure.
Mr. Bantoni, like, I can say so many people, but they were all so emotional. It just looked like they got drafted as well. You know, they were just so happy and emotional. I just wanted to make them proud and just, you know, just keep working hard, follow this path. You know, that it's been a long run. You know, it's been a bunch of complications, but you know, we're good.
Well, you obviously made a big impact on them as well as they made a big impact
right.
on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to be a pretty likable guy to have people care that much and be that invested in you. So that's good. That's good. All right. Time flies when you're having fun. So we're already having fun. We're going to get into a portion now where I'm going to show you a few pictures. You just react to them. Whatever you want to say. It can be quick. It can be a quick answer. It can be a long answer. Maybe we'll have a follow-up
question. Making me nervous. Sorry.
Here you go. You ready? Here you go. First one, we'll show it to the camera.
Oh, yeah.
You saw that one.
That's one of the best flags ever.
There you go.
You know, come on.
All right. So what does that mean to you?
That means I have it. I have not the flag, but I have, you know, Nigerian writing tatted on me. Just my country means so much to me. I talk about it probably every day. You know, it's a big part of my heart.
What's your tattoo say?
It says, I am Chief Njoku of the Igbo tribe in Igbo. So it's in that language, and it just means a lot to me.
All right, we're going to have to get you back to talk about the whole Chief thing.
Since
we don't have enough
time.
But Chief, it says he's got a tattoo. Chief's here. Okay. Second one.
Jersey, come on.
Right.
Jersey strong, you know, where I grew up. Obviously means a lot to me as well. You know, I try to give back to my town. I actually did this deal with Adidas, so they're giving $10,000 worth of gear back to the football
awesome.
Team. So yeah, that obviously means a lot to me as well.
Now
that I grew up.
Now that Kenny Britt and Jason McCourty have seen, they're like, why don't you go to Rutgers and stay in Jersey for college?
I was committed to Rutgers my junior year.
Really?
In high school, yeah, I was committed because I love Jersey. You know, it's where I grew up, but. I think I was too excited that I got my first offer, so I decommitted, waited a little bit, and they I just chose Miami.
And then ended up at the U. All right.
High jump, national high jump champ. You know, I jumped in college as well. You know, obviously much heavier, so I jumped 6'11" as my all-time best.
What do you think you could do right now?
Probably 6'10", 6'11" right now.
Jeez.
Sports science, they put pads on me with a helmet, and I jumped like 6'4".
Wow.
So, yeah. So, I think I still got some hops, you know?
I'd be happy if I could jump like 2 feet. Like, I don't have a lot of hops. All right, here we go. This one you're going to like.
Come on.
It's not the best version of it.
It's all about the U. The best college in the world.
All right. Speaking of the U.
My dog, Greg. Yeah.
Greg Olson.
He's a great person. Great, great guy. Yeah, you know, great player as well, but just as like a person, he's just an awesome person.
I know that he just had unfortunately suffered an injury.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure he would have been a guy.
I'm probably
gonna.
I'm gonna call him this week, see how he's doing. Hopefully, it's not as bad as everyone you know seems it to be.
It's a tight fraternity, the U tight ends. All right, here we go.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Legend from the U.
Also went to the U. Yeah, I got to talk to him about that outfit, though.
He was so proud of it. Look at that. Look, that's real. This is late 90s.
I need to talk to him about that. We got to have a little
conversation. He knows. I think he knows
about that.
Have you ever worn a fanny pack?
No,
that's not. I don't think that's in anymore. All right.
He's real cool, though.
We'll go through these real quick here. Tacos.
Tacos, yeah.
You love tacos? Like tacos?
I like tacos. They're good.
They're good? Not
too much might, you know, make your stomach feel a little uneasy, you know, so you got to be careful with that.
All right. Oh, this is my favorite. This is my favorite thing in the world to eat right here, the prime rib.
Oh, yeah.
The king of all the meats. Yeah, maybe, I would call it, maybe it's the chief of all the meats. Maybe that's what I would say. The chief of all the meats.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big fan of steak. You know, I definitely love it. Yeah.
All right, good. Okay, here it is. So here, this is our two-parter here on your touchdown. It's a two-parter. We got the top, and then we got the spike. Look at, I mean, you're up in the crowd. You're in like row two. You're that high up there. But take a look at what's going on here with your right hand. Is that your right? Your left hand.
My left hand. So in practice, I did the chief slam by spiking it, you know, with two hands. And this, again, I wanted to, you know, mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
And the next touchdown, I'm going to mix it a little bit more, you know.
Okay, so it wasn't inspired by anything because this is the first thing I thought of.
Honestly, I was thinking of basketball after I did it, but, you know, that was just a coincidence, you know.
Do you know the mailman? Carl Malone?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. Well, you're a young guy. Yeah, you're 21 years old. But yeah, I mean, he was done.
He's a legend, yeah.
So when I used to do my layups in basketball, I would often put my hand up there like Carl Malone. I wasn't necessarily dunking, per se. All right. Last two.
That's the head man. You know, we all listen to him. He talks to us as a person and like, as a player. And we just trying to all, you know, buy in and just do our best.
All right. And then the final one, Saturdays are for the boys. Right? Are they not?
They are for the boys.
That's right. Saturdays are for the boys, David, and Sundays are for the Browns and for the Chief, David Njoku. Thank you so much for being in the Zagura Zone. We'll do it again, and we'll have a new Zagura Zone for you every week right here on cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.